We think this is a very good platform for reaching out to young people to get a much broader engagement, to find out what their values are. What do they think about other young people? How do they connect with other young people? What are the issues that they want to discuss with other young people? And these are the kind of products that are really important to us in our work, for example, with global citizenship education, fighting violent extremism, all kinds of ways of building peace, bringing young people together. The spin-offs from this are amazingly broad in terms of the number of different things that we can do to outreach through education systems, through communication systems, through our other programs in youth policies. Imagine if young people's voices are integrated into the responses that government develops in their youth policies and how that will actually be able to change the landscape for youth in the future.
Today we're discussing peace, human security, intercultural dialogue around the world. How does this project connect with some of the issues that are being debated?
I think Christoph gave a really good example of how young people feel in relation to the system. They feel that institutions don't understand them. They feel that the way that the world is moving is not their way. It's not what they're interested in. It's not their responses to the issues. And if you look at issues like xenophobia and discrimination, it's quite clear from the data in Europe that the younger generation has quite a different view of maybe some of the political positions of the countries at the moment. Overwhelmingly, young people feel that their countries should be welcoming refugees, for example. They feel that the military is something that is not for the future. They want peaceful solutions. They want solutions where people can live together and they're not fighting. They want to tackle discrimination. They want to tackle xenophobia. And I think these attitudes is a really good platform for us to say, this is a generation that wants to build peace, that want to build human security. How do we now harness their efforts, this millions of young people all over the world? If we can get them involved in this debate now, we have a very good chance of moving forward in a really meaningful way for everybody.
Do you get any pushback from decision makers or people who are in power?
So far, the data has been presented to the European Union ministers, and my impression of their response is that they were quite excited. They actually have not heard these things before. There's a real dearth of information about young people. Even when you look at basic, the statistical information we have, like the census, you can't identify young people from the group. So it's really difficult to even get basic data that's not even about their values and their feelings, but basic data about their living conditions, their working conditions, etc. So to actually be able to give decision makers a lot of information means they can make better decisions. You know, participatory decision making has been shown to be better for everybody. We can get better responses, and particularly with peace building, if we don't involve everybody, we leave some sections of society out. This is when discontent occurs. So the more people we can engage through this process, the better the solutions that can be developed will be.
What about the young people who are participating in this project? Any feedback you've gotten from them about how this is really impacting their lives?
We've been doing some testing in Asia Pacific, and I have to say, they're really excited. They keep telling us, when can we do the whole survey? So the surveys in each region will be about 80% the same, and then there'll be an opportunity to bring in issues that are local issues, bring in issues that are cultural issues or in the region or in the country. So there will be a little bit of difference. So we're trying to bring in youth to help to design the customization in their region. So the survey in the Middle East is a little bit different from the survey in Europe, because young people have a different living situation. For example, more people live with their families. They have less independence. So the questions are actually suited to the region, and bringing young people into the design of the questions is important, because if I ask a young person a question, they might not see the relevance of it, but they know what's important to them. So bringing them into that design stage is important. They're also the ones that really have the power to disseminate this. You imagine that if you do the survey and you paste it on your Facebook page, you have 1,000 friends on your Facebook page. They all get the link to the survey. Then they paste this. So young people are really important in terms of both the design the dissemination, but then in terms of the solution.
Is Africa next?
North America is actually in discussions, but we hope Africa. Africa's a huge continent to tackle, of course. We have multiple languages. We have internet penetration issues, for example. Even in some of the Asian countries, we're looking at maybe how do we do this offline in a country like Myanmar, where young people don't all have mobile phones. So we want to be able to create a way that young people can be involved regardless of their financial situation, regardless of their social situation. So Asia is a good stepping stone to Africa because we have pretty good internet penetration in most countries. If we can actually then tackle some of the issues about how do we engage these other young people in areas where we don't have this, we'll be in a better position to move on to Africa so that we can actually expand on some of these other modalities as well.